This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The news from Tehran and the United Nations today is that Iran has stopped its most sensitive uranium enrichment work. It's part of a deal with world powers to ease worry about the country's nuclear program. It also clears the way for a partial lifting of sanctions. The BBC's Matthew Price is following this from London. Matthew, good morning.
Morning, David.
So the process formally begins today, this deal between Iran and Western powers. But for Iran, it's supposed to lead to lifting of some economic sanctions. Give me a sense of how that would work.
In essence, these sanctions have crippled the Iranian economy. And what today's movements will mean is that if Iran has lived up to its side of the bargain, then Iran will get access, first of all, to several billion in US dollars worth of payments for oil sales to China and India and Japan, which has all been locked up in foreign banks under these sanctions up until now. It's going to be allowed once again to trade in petrochemicals, but more importantly also, allowing it in this carefully choreographed move to trust the West a little bit more so that it will enter into a second phase of talks.
Speaking of that second phase, as this interim system plays out, the idea is for new negotiations about what? A more permanent agreement regarding the nuclear program?
Exactly that. They are looking at bringing an end to this decade and a half running problem of the Iranian nuclear question, to once and for all verify that Iran is not enriching for military purposes. If you think about the animosity between most Western powers and Iran, then today is a major step forward in terms of trust building.
The BBC's Matthew Price in London. Matthew, thank you.
Thanks, David.